Where is the vertebrate? Sergeant Lane! Sergeant Lane!
Here, sir. I'm down here.
Speak, vertebrate non-grey.
We cornered...
Report with mouth to your crayfin overlord.
We cornered the assassin on the north passage of the Carnon Rocks, over there. We exchanged fire and we believe she's been wounded.
Not steamed?
No, sir, just wounded.
Well done. You are very much inside your shell for a non-grey vertebrate.
Thank you, sir. What should we do now?
Non-grey assassin will attempt to gain access to compound. You must make big show of protecting Grey with guns. This instruction is obligatory to follow.
Right. So, back to base we go. You ready, soldier?
Yep. You lead the way. My sense of direction is zero on this rock.
I know what you mean. That's Carnos Delta for you. Mountains and craters as far as the eye can see. And this atmosphere doesn't help.
The worst thing about these masks is the smell. Mine stinks. Sushi. Why is that? I don't eat sushi. I don't even like sushi.
Oh, I know what you mean. What's up with your arm?
Oh, I got hit. In the firefight.
You gotta be careful. This assassin is really good. Hell, she's probably even more dangerous now she's wounded.
Good point. I'll be careful. So, how long have you worked for Lobster Mobsters?
Lobster Mobsters? Gods. I ain't heard that since I was a kid.
We all called them that back when I was in school.
Same here. Couldn't say it to their faces now.
If they had faces.
Yeah, I've been with them 3 moon cycles. What about you?
Oh, not long. I joined quite recently. Very recently.
Well, it's a good job, I'll tell you that. Regular hours, the cattle are very docile. The only problem for me is the crayfin. My mum and dad didn't like it when I told them. It's against our religion to take orders from shellfish, you see. But if you're not my mum and dad, then there's no real drawback to this job.
Apart from the assassin.
Yeah, well, this is all really a trap, so with any luck, we won't come across her again.
Really? What kind of trap?
Didn't you get the memogram?
Like I said, I'm new.
Well, all we know is she's been hired to come here to infiltrate the Crayfin compound and shut down their operation. And we put on a big show of force to stop her getting suspicious. But really, it's all just a big bluff.
Is that the compound over there?
Yeah. I better tell the others to fall back and defend it. Can't have her becoming suspicious because we look like we're not trying. Gerard, Venting, Juice, fall back. The assassin is on her way. Repeat, the assassin is on her way. Gerard, do you read? Venting. Do you read? Over! Nothing. Where are they?
Maybe it's something to do with the atmosphere.
Nah. We've been using the Beta-3s for weeks here. They're very reliable. Gerard, do you read?
Or maybe the assassins killed them all.
Don't be stupid. Venting, do you read? Grow a brain. If she killed everyone, where is she? Why isn't she just marching through the front door?
Maybe she got suspicious because she thought her assignment crystal was too helpful.
Maybe.
And maybe she killed the others and kept you alive just to find out if it's a trap.
That makes sense. Good thinking. Do you know something really crazy?
What?
It's weird, but I can't seem to remember your name.
That's because I didn't have time to program one into the hypno-leech on your neck.
Oh, right.
The name's Vienna, by the way.
That's a pretty name.
Well, not that pretty, because no one hears it and lives.
Oh, right. Does that mean I'm gonna die?
Pretty much. Now you're asking questions, that shows the leech is nearly flat. And has a short battery life.
Oh. Sorry.
So am I, Sergeant Lane.
Ah!
Proximity activation. Good day to you. Please place your right hand on the activation panel.
Oh, hang on. I'll need a hand.
If you do not place your right hand on the activation panel in 10 seconds or leave, I will sound a proximity alarm. Handprint accepted. Access granted.
Goodbye, Sergeant Lane. It was nice working with you.
Cry! Door is open! Vertebrate non-cray is in the compound!
You need to grow a shell, Cray.
She's making for the holding cells!
Cray, you have no shell. Keep your innards in place. We too valuable. He not let anything happen to us.
Oh, hello, can I help you?
Help me?
Not that I can be of much help being locked in this cage, but I thought I should offer just out of politeness.
Thanks.
I suppose you have a name.
It's not important.
Mine isn't either, but he's still Milo, for what it's worth. I'm from the Society of Euphoric Happiness, or was. I'd introduce you to me fellow prisoners, but I don't know their names. And I'd shake your hand, but I can't reach through these bars. I used to try to fit through them a lot, but now there doesn't seem much point.
Of course. This is a faith-stealing operation.
Faith-stealing? I've not heard of that. Is it good?
It's the act of extracting faith from the poor and pious, usually for the purpose of selling it to some rich moron so that they can inject spiritual meaning into their lives.
So it's not good, then?
The Society of Euphoric Happiness usually think finding a plastic dinosaur in your breakfast cereal is worthy of a gospel chorus. And you can barely summon the enthusiasm to breathe.
Is that why I've got a tube in me arm?
Yes, Milo. You're being milked like a three-horned quench. You probably came here as a devoted follower. Now you're in an advanced state of apathy.
I suppose I should be really angry about that.
And soon you will no longer be capable of believing in anything. Not God, not yourself, nothing.
Oh, not good then. So, I'd better remove this tube from my arm. Or perhaps I'll do it tomorrow. Not that there seems much point.
All these people. This is faith stealing on an industrial scale.
Vertebrate non-cray, leave now. Take your internal skeleton and leave. This is last warning and is obligatory to follow.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm coming for you.
I give you no choice. Go now or we will kill you to death. Fatally.
Milo?
Yes?
I'll be back for you, okay? I promise.
If you like. Don't really mind either way, to be honest.
Vertebrate is coming. We must don pressure suits and leave.
You are an empty shell.
My shell is full and staying full. Survival is priority.
Hello, boys.
It was not us, it was non-cray. Stay away from our innards.
You must not remove us from our shells. That request is obligatory to follow.
Let me tell you a story, Crayfin.
It was non-cray. He forced us with his face.
We innocent prawns.
Shut up and listen. We're alone now. There's no one coming for you. No guards are left, nobody. Nobody else but you and me and the door separating us. So, I suggest you think very hard about who is behind all this, because I'm coming through that door, and when I do, I want a name. And I don't want to hear non-cray.
We concur. We will fill your ear appendages with information. Way too soon!
Do not move, do not push any buttons, and do not... Explode all over me. Sushi. I hate sushi. Computer.
Miss Salvatore?
I want a comprehensive scan of all the residue I collected on Carnos Delta.
Of course. Assignment Crystal confirms reports of death of Crayfin Clan. Your memory is accepted as verification that you were solely and directly responsible.
But I wasn't solely and directly responsible. I opened a door and they exploded.
The compound was several thousand feet above sea level. The act of you opening the door depressurized their inner sanctum and caused them to explode. You were solely and directly responsible for their deaths.
So someone practically does the job for me and pays me a huge amount of money for it.
Residue scans complete.
Computer, hold my calls. I'm gonna meditate on this.
Meditate, Miss Salvatore?
Good night, computer.
Hello, welcome to the new Church of Wonderment. My name is Lily Trick. How may I fill your day with wonders?
I'd like to report a miracle.
Oh, wonder of wonders. I'll just get a form. Now, when exactly did this miracle take place?
Just after I left Karnos Delta.
Karnos Delta, that's with a K, isn't it?
Yes. It was just another hit. Even though I'd just killed a lot of bad people, I was feeling empty. For some reason.
We get that a lot. Sense of existential yearning. See? I even have a box I can tick.
But as the hours went by, I had this feeling. I felt love. I was filling up slowly with love for the new Church of Wonderment. And love for the divine Arlo Goodfellow, even though I'd never really thought about him before. So, I knelt to pray to him. Heavenly Founder, Arlo be thy name. Thou who dwellest across the stars, and who gaveth his right hand so that we might know thee. Please, protect the souls of those on Karnos Delta. Even though their beliefs were taken from them, it was not of their doing.
Miss Salvatore, I have an incoming hypergram for you.
Music off.
Miss Salvatore, I would like to request that I scan your body for traces of infection.
What are you suggesting?
Please, listen to this lecture in the study of faith stealing by Autobahn Professor ZX213.
Faith is not like a memory which can be switched on and off. Many drug dealers move into faith trafficking because it's the perfect racket, literally a victimless crime. Most of those who have their faith stolen do not consider themselves to be victims because they assume it was their fault they lost their faith, and the buyers of faith, once they receive a transfusion, refuse to believe they got anything illegally because their new beliefs tell them they came by it by divine providence.
The extract off. My new faith happens to be genuine, computer.
I would like to verify that with an examination.
Are you aware of the new Church of Wonderment's teaching regarding brain scans? It considers them an invasion of the soul.
I am aware of that. But I can still declare an onboard emergency and authorize a compulsory...
Computer, update your personality.
Updating personality. File NCW64D.
Wonder of wonders, Miss Salvatore.
Wonder of wonders. I would like to pray on my own and call upon Arlo to give me a sign.
Of course. I will leave you to your prayers. Would you like me to play your hologram message first?
Please, do.
Hi there. I'm Vax Spendlov, pastor of the New Church of Wonderment, and your friend. I was praying in my office, and I felt your confusion across the stars. Come to my central headquarters on Hieronymus 6, and let me tell you what Arlo has planned for you.
So I came straight here to see him.
Well, that sounds great. Really, really great.
It was a sign.
No, it sounds really beautiful, believe me. I'm so moved by your story, but you don't have an appointment.
No, but I have
I do not wish to devalue your spiritual experience, but I can't grant you an audience on what you describe. What you're describing is a coincidence. That is what we call a grade 5 minor miracle 8.
No, that's not the miracle. This is the miracle I want to report.
Please, don't raise your hand at me or I will... Oh my. Wonder of wonders.
Yes, indeed. Wonder of wonders.
Do you know what that mark is?
Of course I know. This is the stigmata of Arlo Goodfellow, the founder of our new Church of Wonderment.
When the soldiers came for him, he nailed himself by his right hand to the steeple of the Church of Wonderment so they could not reach him. and this angered the soldiers muchly.
And he hung there for 7 days and 7 nights, and there was much anguish from his followers.
Then the soldiers burnt down the church, and he died in the flames, and there was more anguish from his followers.
And henceforth, from that day, his mark will only appear on those who are truly chosen.
In that case, I can certainly offer you an upgrade. You are now a grade one miracle. If you'd like to take a seat, then you will receive a medical examination from a qualified priest within an hour. New Church of Wonderment, Lily Trick speaking. How may I fill your day with wonder?
Hi, Lily.
Bax! I mean, Mr. Spendlove?
Yes, Lily. You've just put in a request for a miracle verification.
I have, sir. She's sitting right in front of me.
Send her in.
But she has yet to be examined.
Lily, send her in.
Certainly, Mr. Spendlove. Well, girlie, looks like you're his new favourite. Go right in.
Pastor Spendlove.
I am indeed, my child. Let me take your hand and see your miracle. Well, well, this is truly a wonder of wonders.
Wonder of wonders.
The stigmata of Arlo Goodfellow. I was right when I heard your soul calling across the void, Miss...
Salvatore. Vienna Salvatore.
Ah. May I ask, what was your occupation before you saw the divine light?
A bounty hunter and assassin for hire.
An assassin? How fascinating.
But now, I seek absolution and to devote my life to Arlo in word and deed.
Then you have come to the right place. Kendra, my dear.
What is it?
Would you come in here and meet our latest miracle?
If you insist, Bax.
Miss Salvatore, may I present my wife, Kendra Spendlove. Kendra, this is Vienna Salvatore. She's a former bounty hunter and assassin.
Hello.
I'm honored to meet you, Mrs. Spendlove. You're even more beautiful than you were in your docuvertisements.
Thanks.
I agree. My wife is a wonder to behold. And speaking of things that please the soul, have you seen Miss Salvatore Stigmata?
Bax, I have a mission waiting.
Exactly, Kendra. But this is a sign that your mission is blessed. Tell Miss Salvatore what good work you're doing for our church.
I'm running late, Bax.
Please, Kendra, enlighten her. Kendra was a member of the old church before she met me and saw the true path.
I don't know if you know this, but we in the New Church of Wonderment split from the Old Church of Wonderment some 8 centuries ago over certain matters of interpretation. But I believe we're not so different. I'm trying to heal the schism and believe we will be stronger together, able to do more of Arlo's work and to serve as a beacon for those who seek out his teachings.
And it would be much simpler in terms of branding. Old Church, New Church... People get confused.
It is only together that we can truly please Arlo Goodfellow.
Kendra is making another journey to the Phantom Deserts of Osiri to meet with Parsifal, the head of the old Church of Wonderment. You know what, Miss Salvatore? I think I might just have a holy task for you. To accompany my wife on her trip.
What?
Something that would exactly fit your particular skill set.
I would be truly honored to serve.
Mr. Clancy wouldn't allow it.
I'm sure Mr. Clancy will be open to persuasion. Lily, could you send our interfaith advisor in here, please? I need to ask him something.
Yes, Pastor Spendlove?
Bax, I don't need this woman to protect me.
Mr. Clancy isn't answering, Pastor.
He is probably meditating. Open the door and tell him I want him in here.
Yes, Pastor.
Bax, I don't need an escort. I've been there many times.
I don't wish to intrude.
You won't be.
She will.
I think it's probably...
Kendra isn't quite telling you the whole story, Miss Salvatore.
I can assure you there is absolutely no danger.
Oh, great Arlo. It's happened again.
Well, where's Mr. Clancy?
Everywhere.
Oh, great Arlo! I saw him half an hour ago. How is this mess even possible?
Your interfaith advisor was stabbed with a grudge knife. You stick it in the body, it deposits explosive microdrones into the veins that detonate when they hit a vital organ. That's a very thorough way of killing someone.
I feel sick.
There's writing on the wall, in the blood. How is that?
The microdrones allow you to kill your victim in a way that's so precise you can program the blood spatter to form a message of your choice. The old church will destroy all from within.
My wonder!
Not now, Kendra. It's not a wonder of wonders time. You see, Miss Salvatore, the old church has always been hostile to our followers. That's why security here is so tight. Parsifal seemed determined to start a holy war.
We don't know that it's possible.
He must have approved of this, Kendra. They slip in like ghosts and kill our faithful, and we don't even know why. But now we can find the truth. Arlo has provided. In our hour of need, he has sent Miss Salvatore to aid us. Wonder of wonders.
Oh, now it's wonder of wonders.
She has already worked out more than the police would ever know. We can't afford to take any chances, Kendra. Which is why Vienna will be accompanying you on your mission. That is my final word.
Fine. Wonder of wonders.
Come, Miss Salvatore. We've much to do.
Your wife doesn't seem very happy.
I think the truth scares her. But we in the new church should never be afraid of the truth. Now, how can we find the truth here? How do they get in to do this dreadful thing?
Can you check the security cameras?
No cameras, Miss Salvatore. No recording devices anywhere. This is a sanctuary for prayer and confession.
In that case, may I speak to your secretary, Pastor?
Lily, can you come in here, please?
At once, Pastor.
What can I do for you, Pastor?
Sit down. Miss Salvatore has some questions for you.
For me?
Just one, really. How long did you know that Mr. Clancy was dead?
I don't understand. I just opened the door and...
You told us he wasn't answering his intercom, but you didn't give him enough time to respond. You knew he wasn't going to answer.
No, wait!
But if you had already discovered his body, why didn't you raise the alarm? Unless, of course, you were the one who killed him.
How dare you? Who are you to say that to me?
Answer the question, Lily.
I have no secrets from the church.
Then you won't mind submitting to a memory scan.
But the church does not endorse the use of brain scans.
It's fine, Bax. I don't mind.
As you wish.
Okay. Scanning all memories over, let's say, the last hour. Okay, here we are. You're going to work at the cathedral, and you're at the reception desk. Oh, there's me waiting in the line. And I'm seeing you take a call. Is that call from Mr. Clancy?
I think so.
And she's opening the door, and there's Mr. Clancy. And he's being torn apart by the claws of a 9-foot demon clad in flaming armor and riding a black horse.
I can explain. I'm wearing miracle lenses. Here.
Lily, how could you?
What are miracle lenses?
Rose-tinted contacts. Every significant event is filtered and reinterpreted to the wearer as a miracle. They also screen out anything that might cause them to question their beliefs.
Artificial faith aids. They're forbidden by the church.
So you went in and saw Mr. Clancy being killed, and the lenses turned it into something metaphysical? Something that made sense in terms of your faith?
Passed out from the shock, and when I came to, he was dead. I didn't know what to do. I was scared because of what happened. I hoped somebody else would discover him.
You should have told us.
I know, but
But you knew that miracle lenses are forbidden.
Sorry, Pastor.
Reflect on what you've done and go to the confessional booth. Expunge all your sinful memories of the past 22 hours.
All?
All.
Yes, Bax.
Well, there's nothing more to learn here. Perhaps the old Church of Wonderment will have some answers when you visit.
Of course. I will go and prepare.
Wait, just a moment. Close the door. I'm going to level with you, Miss Salvatore. I've not been telling Kendra quite the whole truth.
Really?
Kendra is a good disciple, but she is very naive. She sincerely thinks she can bring the old and the new back together, but it's a crazy notion. It's obvious there's no reasoning with these people. You can see that, can't you?
Yes, Pastor.
And besides, what would be the point of reconciliation? The schism created our church. No schism, no new Church of Wonderment. I'm sure you're following me.
Yes, I'm following you.
The only way to end this is to really end this. It's Parsifal who gives the orders. Cut off the snake's head and the old order will stop showing the galaxy that Arlo Goodfellow is an inspiration to fanatics. Bring them to their knees, so we can tell them to pray for love, not death and holy war. I'm sure you're still following me.
Oh, yes, I'm still following you.
So, how about it, Miss Salvatore? Will you rid me of this turbulent priest?
But I'm confused, Pastor. Doesn't Arlo Goodfellow preach peace for all? I just thought when I came to the new church I would be leaving that life behind me.
Have you ever heard of the concept of the unreliable narrator?
Yes.
Well, that's how a lot of religions start. Arlo wasn't as peaceful as all that. He was very ruthless in his day, particularly towards those who did not share his devotion, who he considered made very good bonfire centerpieces. It's only his disciples who changed the story of his life into something more palatable. The real Arlo Goodfellow would undoubtedly approve of our actions.
I guess that could be true.
So, will you do this little thing for me?
I cannot refuse my pastor's wishes.
Good. I also recommend you wear these sunglasses. There's a camera built in them. I'll be listening and watching the progress on your mission at all times. It's quite short range, so I'll be coming with you to Ostiary. The moment I see you have completed the mission, I will come and pick you and Kendra up.
I will not fail you.
Remember, you're not just any assassin. You are on a mission from God.
Confessional booth activated. State name?
Lily Trick, Rally Amelopolis. Laxian, disciple number 430937, oblique Kappa. Bless me, Arlo, and hear me shed my sins.
Shed your sins after the beep.
My sins, I have lied to my church about a serious matter relating to a murder of another member of the church.
Continue.
I've also been in a relationship with a married man who is in a senior position in the church.
Oi!
Unauthorized person in confessional. Please leave confessional.
Fat? Is that you? Fat! What are you doing?
Unauthorized person in confessional. Leave confessional. Unauthorized person has left confessional. You may continue your confession. Shed your sins after the beep.
Pastor?
Yes?
It's Kendra.
How can I help?
We're on the ship, ready to disembark. Vienna and I have been talking.
Have you?
Vienna's had a thought, and I wondered if you'd received Mr. Clancy's post-death confession.
Yes, I'm preparing to broadcast it to the faithful.
I just wondered if there was anything in it that might identify his killer.
Just a second, I'll check. I'm putting you on hold. Play death confession of Darrow Clancy. Human, disciple number 427201, oblique Delta.
This is the post-death confession of Darrow Clancy, interfaith consultant of our beloved church. Dearest brethren, I have passed on from you all. But allow me to shed my sins along with my worldly goods and hear my final confession. In my life, I have had impure thoughts about my associate, interfaith director Kendra Spendlove, during our efforts to bring harmony between the new and old churches. I have also conspired with the leader of our church, Pastor Spendlove, and extracted the faith from the humblest of our congregation and given it to rich celebrities such as Hollywood star Taz Becker and warp sled champion Winona Flack. We did this in the best interests of our church, as with their fame and patronage we have raised our profile and swelled our coffers, outstripping the naysayers and family of Mammon become the preeminent religion in the galaxy. I hope, with my confession, our pastor will make our church untainted once more. Arlo be thy name.
Highlight text from, I have also conspired with the leader of our church to preeminent religion in the galaxy.
I like it.
Delete section.
Are you sure you want to delete this section?
Yes.
Section deleted.
Replay from, I have had impure thoughts.
I have had impure thoughts about my associate, interfaith director Kendra Spendlove, during our efforts to bring harmony between the new and old churches. I hope, with my confession, our pastor will make our church untainted once more. Arlo be thy name.
End replay. No mention of anything that points to his murder, I'm afraid.
Oh.
Shame. I will broadcast it throughout our church and he can shed his sins and rise to join Arlo's hand. See you on the ship.
Sorry, what did you say?
I've decided I will be joining you on your pilgrimage to Osiri.
What? But there's no...
Don't be concerned, Kendra. I'm not going to accompany you into the sacred tunnels. I'm just going to stay on the ship to monitor events and pray for the success of your pilgrimage.
You could pray from there.
I think the praying would be more effective over short range. Backs out.
This is madness. Bax feels he's invincible with you around.
Maybe he is. Wonder of wonders.
Oh, stop saying that.
Why?
You don't say it in the right way.
How am I meant to say it?
Just not that way.
We are ready to fly to Ossuary City.
Thank you, computer. You may engage contemplation mode for 20 minutes.
Thank you, Miss Salvatore. I will meditate on my flight coordinates.
This ship is truly a marvel, Miss Salvatore. It reminds me of the fighters we used to have in the Magellan Crusades. Happy days.
Thank you.
Now, I am sorry to begin our pilgrimage under a cloud, but I'm afraid I have sad news. Lilitric has been murdered.
Murdered?
How?
Just like Mr. Clancy. Her body is scattered over a confessional booth. And there is the same message in her blood pattern.
Oh, this is appalling.
We must make peace with the old church as a matter of urgency. Kendra, I have arranged a special gift for you as a sacrament for your mission. A cup of wine from the hip flask that Arlo himself drank just before his death.
Bax, I can't accept this. This is priceless.
A token of how important I consider your mission. Take the cup. Drink of it. And may your heart glow with righteousness. Arlo be thy name.
Arlo be thy name.
Leaving warp in 2 minutes. How's Bax?
He's sleeping. Very deeply.
Good, he needs his rest.
I don't know how he can sleep. Poor Lilitric. Why is this happening to us?
Because the old church are bloodthirsty fundamentalists. I don't know why we should even try making peace with them. Can you imagine sharing the Cathedral of Wonderment with some cave dwellers who eat scorpions and think that women should see daylight every 7 years?
They're sand beetles, and it's 5 years, actually, not seven. And I can see what you're doing.
What am I doing?
You're goading me into defending the old church so you can sympathize with what I say and win me round by the time we get to Ossuary. It's all an exercise in gaining my confidence so you can stick close to me and follow Bax's orders.
That's a good strategy. I wish I'd thought of that.
Leaving Space Warp, prepare to feel the breath of God.
If you give me coordinates, I'll take us down at the entrance to the Holy Tunnels.
Oh, no. We don't land there. This ship would be stripped by the old church in seconds. It's how they survive. They sell the parts of pilgrim ships and robots on the open market.
This ship has a lot of defense systems.
I'm sure it has. Lots of expensive defense systems.
So what do you suggest?
We land in Ossuary City and take some Chidnos to the Phantom Dunes.
These Chidnos.
Over here!
You're referring to some kind of local transport system that's hidden behind those foul-looking animals, she said, hopefully.
Two.
You want ring?
No. Two!
And we you...
That's more like it.
Payment received. Thank you for your trade.
You can take that one. Looks less grumpy.
I'm not sure which end is the head.
You see the end that's making all the noise?
Yeah.
Well, the other end is the head.
Thanks.
The trick is to lean forward and grasp the spines on the shoulder. Like this. There's a watering hole in the Phantom Dunes. From there, it's just half a day's ride to the sacred tunnels. Unfortunately, days on this planet last about 70 hours.
Oh, the stink is unbearable. This is ridiculous. All this effort for what? What's the point? What can the old church teach us?
Isn't it obvious? They could teach us simplicity. Our church is becoming corrupted with commercialism and show business. Hollywood stars, celebrity chefs, warp-sled athletes, wine critics.
And models.
Ah, very good. I just thought when I came to the new church, I would be leaving that life behind me.
Hey, I said that. Come on, you spiky brute, move it! You sound like you don't like the new church at all. I'm not sure why you converted.
Bax convinced me. He was very persuasive. I'd been a member of the old church for 5 years, and according to their teachings, I was allowed to be seen by non-believers for one night. I went to a launch party for one of Bax's Holovid stations. As it was a religious vid station, I thought it might be a religious gathering of sorts. But when I got there, I found it was just another showbiz party. And there I was, covered from head to foot in my ceremonial wonderment robe of shame. And I felt like the most conspicuous one there. I was going to take the first flight back to Ossuary, but then...
Bax made an intervention.
He was so charming. He told me I was so wonderful that he couldn't wait another 5 years to see me again. He tried to convert me on the spot. I wasn't interested. The next morning, I woke up with this on my palm.
The mark of Harlow.
Don't pretend to be surprised. I'm sure you noticed before now, because you notice everything, Miss Assassin. Yes, I'm just like you. I was chosen by Arlo, too. After that, everything just made sense. Of course the new church was a better reflection of Arlo's teachings. It was all suddenly so obvious.
But you still feel some loyalty to the old church.
It has its strengths and virtues. I'm sure both faiths can live together in harmony. Don't you?
If you say so.
Here we are. The sacred tunnels.
They don't look very sacred to me.
Halt, miserable heathens. Go no further.
Kendra, down.
Stop! Stop, you idiot!
It's a war robot.
It used to be a war robot. It's now a servo druid for the old church.
Do not cause me disrepair. Damaging the property of the church is a mortal sin. State your business, heretics.
I bring holy greetings and a request for an audience.
Processing. Thank you. If he deigns to respond to your godless utterings, then I will deliver his message.
What now?
If we don't hear back in a week, we go back to the ship.
That's it? That's how you get an audience with Parsifal? So what, that's what we've come all this way for, to play postman with an angry robot?
Parsifal does not make direct contact with the outside world.
I was expecting a chat through a wall or a curtain or something, not this. There must be something more than this.
That was quick.
Your audience is granted. You may open the hatch, don the robes of shame, and walk 3 paces behind me. Not 2, not 4, 3.
You had to wear these?
All the time.
Can't think why they're losing membership. See a thing.
Well, you might see better if you took your sunglasses off.
You are not walking 3 paces behind me. Keep up, heathens.
That's because your exhaust fumes are foul. You're worse than the Chidnoss.
Do not blaspheme!
Shh! We're in the chanting galleries.
What are they doing?
They're saying a prayer for the departed.
The dead?
No! Why would they want to pray for the dead? The dead are at Arlo's right hand. They pray for the departed, the ones who have left the faith. It is they that need prayer. Come on. We have to go past the cleansing pools and over the bridge of forgotten martyrs. Not far now.
This place is huge. Those carvings on the walls.
They're not carvings. They're monks that have taken a vow of motionlessness. They stay on the ledges to pray silently for Parsifal. They only move when one of them dies and falls to the ground.
Halt. Go no further.
Is that Parsifal?
Yes. Avert your eyes.
Most famous people I know seem shorter in real life, not 50 feet high.
Kendra, I did not summon you.
No, O wondrous one. I come to you on behalf of the new church.
I see you have brought another with you.
Yes, Parsifal. Underneath that robe of shame is another from the new church. A new acolyte.
I see.
She is here to observe, and she seems to have keeled over. This isn't her!
Bring her forward.
He's a monk with some sort of leech attached to his neck.
What? What is happening? Explain.
She must have given me the slip.
Hello? Who's there?
Oh no, it's you.
Were you expecting me?
Always.
Always?
Always expecting a person, and another, so many people, stinking, filthy people, and here you are.
I know you. You're Percival.
No.
Percival Kendrick.
I'm nobody. Just nobody. A peddler of lies. It's all lies, I tell you.
What lies?
Everything. My life, their lives, everything. Just tell me. Do you know what I see when I close my eyes?
What?
Nothing. Nothing at all. There is nothing but the wasting of the flesh and the grazing of the human animals as they wait to rot in the ground and get replaced by more cattle.
Get away from him!
Here comes another one, another person. Why can't reality leave me alone?
Hello, Kendra. Sorry I had to skip on the guided tour, but I wanted to see the real wizard behind the curtain. Oh, and just as a note, if you're gonna put a holographic simulation in charge, at least try to make sure you get the shadows right.
I said, get away from him!
This is Percival Kendrick. He was a gourmet chef on Devos. He was your boyfriend when you were a model.
So what?
So you followed one boyfriend into one church and the next boyfriend into another. Out with the old and in with the new, eh?
It wasn't like that.
And you've dabbled, and now you want to go back to boyfriend number one. This is why you're making all these trips to the old church. You're not negotiating peace. You're looking after him.
He needs feeding and washing.
He's just a shell.
We're all shells. Empty shells to fill with offal and empty of excrement all day long.
He used to be a great man.
He used to be Percival Kendrick. So this is the big secret? The leader of your old church doesn't believe anymore and had to be replaced by a rather poorly rendered hologram? How long were you intending to keep up this lie?
It's not a lie.
But how long, Kendra? What exactly are you waiting for?
While we're asking questions, who exactly are you? And what are you doing here?
My job.
To protect me?
No, to kill him.
What?
Max's orders.
He wouldn't do that.
He wants the murders to stop.
Look at him! Just look at him! Does he look like he's capable of launching and devising a series of impossible assassinations?
No.
No! Of course not!
But it wouldn't hurt to make sure.
Stop!
Does she want to kill me? I don't mind. I'll stand up if it's easier.
Move out of the way, Kendra.
Oh, no.
If you want to kill him, you'll have to shoot me first.
Get out of the way.
No, I won't. What's happening? It's suddenly very hot.
It's not.
Why is it so hot in here?
It's freezing.
I can't breathe.
Kendra, are you all right?
So hot. I'm burning up. No. No. No!
Heat signature detected. Our boss has said that heat signature will lead us to the vertebrates in the old church.
We must adjust our pressure suit appendages accordingly and go there.
Now hear this with your ears. Come on out with your appendages above your internal skeletons and you will not be killed to death. All we want to do is harvest your faith.
Wakey, wakey, Vienna. I recommend you don't struggle, Miss Salvatore. Not that it would do you any good. The electroclamps are quite secure. Your ship is equipped for every eventuality, it seems.
Oh. Where are we?
Flying back to Aronimus 6. I found you lying unconscious on a sand dune outside the tunnels.
Oh, Bax. Kendra is...
dead. Yes, I know. Still, sacrifices have to be made.
She just exploded. Burst into light, killing Parzival in the process.
Like I said, very sad.
But just before she exploded, she glowed. Like you said she would when you asked her to drink the wine.
Ah, I admit it. There was a thermal explosive in her wine. But you have to understand that I had to find the location of the old church in order to destroy it completely. Just cutting off the head was not enough.
You lied to me. You lied to both of us.
Well, I'm not the only one who's been lying. I cleaned you up and look what happened to your stigmata. It came off in my hand.
Wonder of wonders.
Shut up and drop the act. You weren't injected with faith on Carnus Delta?
No. Sorry to disappoint you.
That's a great shame. I was hoping you would replace Kendra at my side. One needs a smiling wife in my line of work.
Sorry about that, too.
Well, there's still time. Plenty more faith to go around. How did you open the door to the compound?
Let's just say Sergeant Lane came in handy.
Ah.
A scan of all the matter I'd come into contact with revealed that, lo and behold, Lane had been injected with a potent strain of New Church of Wonderment. Enough to turn anyone into a dribbling convert.
I prefer the term disciple.
So I decided to fall into your trap. I prayed to Arlo and acted all awestruck when my computer gave me your message. Then I came to you like a new believer, all doe-eyed and willing to do your bidding.
Forgive me, Vienna, I don't understand. What made you do that? You could have just walked away.
Rather than simply paying for my services, you'd gone to a great deal of trouble to try to brainwash me into working for you for free. And when somebody does that, I kind of want to find out why.
Because I don't know why.
Oh, I think you do. Deep down, I suggest you play your wife's post-death confession.
What?
Use my computer. There's an access port just to your left. Insert the card and place your palm on the panel to activate it.
Very well.
It's what she would have wanted.
This is the post-death confession of Kendra Spendlove, Associate Director of our beloved church. Dearest brethren, I have passed on from you all, but allow me to shed my sins along with my worldly goods and hear my final confession. I am sorry to say that I have practiced a deception on my husband, Bax Spendlove. In my desire to bring the two churches together, I consorted with Parzival, the leader of my old church. Like me, he agreed that the churches should be reunified, but he saw no possibility that it could happen while Bax remained in the thrall of the trappings of celebrity. After much soul-searching, Parsifal volunteered to make the ultimate sacrifice. He suggested I remove his own faith in the old church and inject it into Bax while he was sleeping. By doing this, our two faiths would live in one person, and our church would be truly unified. I hope my final confession will bring our churches together. Arlo, be thy name.
Arlo, be thy name.
She did what? I've got him, Parsifal, inside me?
Yes, sitting in the back of your mind, conspiring against you. He's the one who gave you the idea of trying to brainwash me. Because he knew that an assassin of my caliber would not only see through your trap, but would also be very keen to collect the police bounty for shutting down an intergalactic faith-stealing operation.
Do you know what? You talk too much. I think a good dose of humility would be very good for you. It's time that you really joined a faith. Properly this time. I've got a good selection here. Naysayer, Church of Free Enmity, the Order of Austerity, the Family of Mammon. No, I think I'd like you in my church with me.
Oh, you don't want to do that, Parsifal.
I am not Parsifal.
Do you think?
No, I'm not.
Then why aren't you injecting me with that syringe?
You're going to be sorry that you brought your blasphemy onto my planet.
Kendra's been injecting you with Parsifal's faith for months now, but he's not been powerful enough to create an actual schism. Just enough to turn you into a homicidal maniac, a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You were the one who killed Clancy and Lilitrick and the others, and you didn't even know it.
You worthless instrument of heresy, Bax! How dare you? I am Bax Spendlove, pastor of the largest church in the galaxy. No, you are a godless creature who has committed atrocities in the name of Arlo Goodfellow.
That is, until you got your last faith injection, which you received when you placed your hand on the panel to activate Kendra's confession. I can't believe anyone falls for that old trick.
No, Parsifal. It is you who shame Arlo. What kind of faith is that? When you can't see daylight? Well, what kind of man steals the faith of his own flock? Arlo will come and strike you down. No, if he comes for anyone, he'll be coming for you.
Bax. Bax, turn around.
No.
Parsifal, look at me.
I can't.
I am very disappointed in you both.
Arlo?
I gave you my trust and you betrayed me.
Arlo, good fellow. Is that you? You have come back to us?
I have returned to tell you of my anger, using faith stealers to swell our numbers, polluting our church with celebrities and rich fools who want an easy path to enlightenment.
Arlo, forgive me. It was all for you.
Guys, it's not Arlo Goodfellow.
Be quiet. It is. Arlo Goodfellow, risen again to lead us.
Take out the miracle lenses.
What?
While you were sleeping on the way to Ossuary, I drugged you and put Lilitrick's rose-tinted contact lenses in your eyes.
Using the message of peace as a cover for religious genocide.
How could you think of doing such a thing?
Kendra? You're dead.
Obviously not.
Bax, ever since you gave me those sunglasses, I've been feeding you a pack of lies.
Vienna took the thermal explosive out of my system long before we went into the tunnels.
And once we found Parsifal, we play-acted a scene for you. And as you were watching it through your miracle lenses, you saw only what you expected to see.
You saw me glow and light up like a human torch, just like you wanted.
While I detonated the thermal explosive in an empty cavern so that your shellfish friends would detect the heat signature and run straight into an ambush set by the old church.
What?
And while you were recovering Vienna's body from the dunes, I sneaked on board her ship so I could surprise you. And speaking of surprises, I suggest you switch on the scanner and see what's really happening on Ossuary.
Do not remove my innards from my skull! I repeat!
They're getting slaughtered. The Craven. But I saw...
You saw what you expected to see. The destruction of the old church.
Oh, Kendra. I wanted so much to... We could have...
Don't talk to me. You betrayed me. Both of you betrayed me. I was trying to bring the churches together, and you just wanted to destroy each other.
No, this can't be. I do not want this. We cannot be together. No. No. No! We cannot be together. And we cannot be apart. We are within us, but we cannot be within each other.
Warning, external hatchway opening.
What are you doing, you blasphemous cretin? What does it look like? I'm opening the airlock. There has to be a sacrifice. Arlo, be thy name.
External hatchway now open. Overloading safety protocol.
Kendra, I suggest you tie yourself to something tight.
It's the only way.
What's happening?
Warning, internal door opening.
Separation of church and church.
Strap yourself down.
Arlo, be thy name.
Computer, there's a bit of a draft in here.
Closing internal door.
You finally united the old and the new churches. In death. Computer.
Miss Salvatore?
Take us back to the sacred tunnels. How is he?
The same.
Lies. All his lies. All lies.
Oh, there's not much we can do for him.
I suppose not. I can't stay here. As the new pastor of both churches, I have a lot to do. But I can't just leave him like this.
We could inject him with another faith. Bax had quite a library.
No, I refuse to do that. Every drop of faith was stolen from someone. He should not be cured with someone else's loss.
You're certain of that?
Absolutely.
There's nothing there. Just a hole for the dead.
We can't leave him in this state.
I have an idea. Come on, let's get him out of here.
Synthesis complete.
So this is synthetic faith?
I used a memory scan on myself and cobbled together a religion from bits of my life. Parsifal is about to become the first disciple of the cult of Saint Viola Raven.
Right.
Would you like me to do it?
Okay.
Parsifal? Who am I?
Saint Viola! It's you! It's you! Finally!
Bless you, my son.
Finally! I gaze upon your face. Let me aid you in your sacred quest.
That would be lovely, but I'm not really here. This is merely an angelic vision in your head. You're actually lying in a fever in an outpost in...
Veridox.
Veridox.
But I can help you in your quest. I can help you. I know where Crevo Finn is.
Crevo Finn?
Yes!
Who's Crevo Finn?
Somebody I need to find. I must have put the name in the biography somehow. Parsifal must have met him before.
Yes! Long before I joined the church, I worked in the kitchens at the Magisterial Palace on Kasbah. Let me seek him with you.
I'm sorry, my son. But I must walk this path alone. You must stay behind and spread the good word of Saint Viola Raven to all who wish to follow.
I will! I will!
I'll be back in a few days and give him some disciples. I know someone named Milo who would be good, and he has a few friends to make up the numbers. Now, Kendra, I have a little problem. You see, I have a rule that no one hears my name and lives. But, as you've died already, I think I can make an exception. Just this once. Call it a gift from God.
Arlo be praised.
Wonder of wonders.
Computer, return your personality to the previous saved version. I never want to hear Wonder of Wonders ever again.